Welcome to the Transformation Warrior Program number one. I'd like to welcome you to the course. As you know, my name is Ali, and I'm very thankful that you chose to utilize the course in the 8 weeks that you will be with me, and also to be able to experience what I've gone through over the past couple of years of putting this together. And I've breathed this, I live it every day, and it's something that I wanted to share with everybody, and I think you can get a lot out of this to actually share with others. So I do thank you for purchasing the program, and I really would love to hear your feedback at the end of the program. It is an 8 week course, however, you can do this in your time. You would have received your workbook, which I'd like you to go and grab that now, so it's in front of you, and we'll be talking through the workbook as we go. So we're going to start the first workbook, week one, which is called Getting to Know You. So I'd like you to get your pages out to the first page. We'll be talking about goal setting, affirmations, and guided meditation on goal settings, and also your measurements at the end. So make sure you got some pen handy so you can write yourself some notes, and I'll talk you through it. If you need to pause, pause and restart again at any pace. The good thing is with this program, you can sit in your pajamas. You can listen to me any time of the day. You can pass this information on to others. So it's a brilliant workshop that you can do online, because you can do this at any time. You can always reflect back on it as well, which is fantastic with the workbook that I have for you. You can go back to it any stage, and you can rechange things as well. So we're going to go through goal setting. Firstly, to write down below the list of three goals you would like to achieve. Mind, body, and spirit. It is a mind, body, spirit workshop. So it's about mind, body, spirit. The first one being the mind, which is the most important one. I've been teaching for over 25 years in personal training and health and wellness and nutrition. And I found that the body was always the first thing that people would think about, but not the mind. And the mind's the most important thing. Because if the mind's not working properly, then the body doesn't follow properly. And the spirit doesn't follow properly. So we really need to focus on the mind. So I really want you to think about three goals for each one. For your mind, for your body, and for your spirit. And if you need to pause now and write those three down. I will give you an example before you do that for each one. Mind, for an example, with your mind, I would like to be able to meditate for at least 5 minutes without having too many distractions. Body, for example, I'd like to be able to lose 5 centimeters around my waist, around my belly, in a certain period of time. Spirit, for example, I'd like to become more spiritual, but I don't know how that works. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. And you could be religious. This has nothing to do with religion. Being spiritual can work with your own religion and what you already believe. And if you don't have any beliefs, the good thing with spirituality, it's so open, it's so diverse. It's about who you are as a person. So it's more getting to know you, your spiritual side. So you'd like to become more spiritual and know more about yourself and how to be able to develop those traits. So now's the time to pause if you need to and write these down. Once you've done that, when would you like to achieve them by? Be realistic. Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it 12 months? Is it a long-term goal, more than 2 years? So for each one, write down when, a rough idea, when you would like to achieve them by. Then what could stop you from achieving them? So if for each one, so you've got nine goal settings there. So you want to make sure that what would stop you for each one. Is there a possibility of something stopping you? If there's not, don't write it. That's great. You can achieve it. And if there is something that's stopping you, what can you do to change it? Is there something that's out of your control? Is it in your control? You need to make sure these things are within your control. If they're out of your control, then you need to find out ways around it. If it's out of your control, you can't do anything about it. So make them a realistic goal, especially for the first time. We can go back 6 months down the track and redo all of this again and make it harder for yourself. But at this stage, make them a simple one to achieve, especially for your first week. So turn the page to affirmations. We're going to talk a little bit about how they work. So affirmations are a positive statement that can manifest our desired goals by giving specific instructions to the subconscious mind, which then guide our conscious mind. And this is more on the subconscious than conscious mind next workshop. So list three positive affirmations which mean a lot to you personally below. So for example, before you stop and think, an affirmation. It could be something you've read out of a book. It could be a mantra that you say as a religious practice. It could be something that you find that people say it all the time and you really like it. So it's something that you need to come up with, either yourself or something out of a book or something you've seen on social media, or something that you say all the time. So as an example of an affirmation, I love the affirmation, I am positive and I am free. I am free to do whatever I like. I am positive, I am free, I am free to do whatever I like, is a really spiritual affirmation that I love and I find it works for me. It gets me through my moments. So you can even do one for mind if you wanted, one for body, one for spirit. So once you've written those down, we're going to visualize how they work. So you're going to close your eyes. I want you to just listen to what I have to say. But before you do close your eyes, you need to look at number one, what you've read. Then I want you to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths and visualize each affirmation in turn, bringing each one to the front of your mind, which is your conscious mind, and feel it. I want you to feel the end result, how that makes you feel. Visualize and feel that end result. Just spend a few moments, maybe a minute on each one. So once you've done that, we're going to go into body measurements. So you will need a tape measure for this. If you don't have a tape measure, I suggest you buy one. And this will keep you accountable for over the next 8 weeks. Now, every body shape's different. We're going to work around the basics of the four measurements that we're going to do today. You can have someone help you, or you can do this yourself. So the first thing is you're around your chest. So you'll take it around your chest, all the way around, which is on your nipple line. And you'll measure in your centimeters or millimeters. Whichever way you do it, make sure you do it the same time, with the same type of clothing, nice, loose or tight-fitted clothing, each time you need to be the same with your measurements or your centimetres. When you go around the waist, have both feet together if you possibly can, or closest together as they can, and you'll measure around your belly, where your belly button is. Everybody's belly buttons are different. Everybody's waistline's different. So around your belly button. Okay. The next one's around your hips, so you'll actually find where your hip bones are, and they'll go around your hips. So it's it'll be below the belly button somewhere. Some are lower hips than others, some are high-waisted, high hips. So find the hip joint and right around the buttocks into the hip joint. The next one's around one thigh. So your thigh, you'll take one leg forward, preferably the dominant leg. Most people are right-handed, they'll be right leg. And you'll measure 20 centimeters up the leg. So you'll put your measuring tape from zero on the kneecap, measure up the front of the thigh to 20 centimeters, and you can even mark it or just put your finger there and tape measure around that thigh. And that's your reading for your thigh. Then total them up. Now I've written centimetres, but again, that's up to you whether you do it in inches, centimetres, millimetres. Make sure it's the same time every single time you do this. But we'll do this in 8 weeks' time and recap. So write down those measurements. And once you've done that, you're going to turn the page. So we're going to go to homework. So a good thing to do would have an empty notebook, and a nice looking journal would be good, which will be your special journal. Each day for the next 7 days, you will write down three things you are grateful for. Now, there's a method behind my mandis when it came to those affirmations and the visualizations of the affirmations. You're going to do this for your grateful affirmation. So sit quietly, close your eyes and visualize these things one by one in your mind and write down how they make you feel. So the gratefulness. There's an example that I love is being grateful for my home. You know, everybody's homes are different. Some people have their Taj Mahal, which could be living in something very, very basic and simplistic. So I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my health and well-being. I'm grateful for my family to support me and my friends. Not everybody has that. So find something that you are grateful for and write those down. So here's a great affirmation, which I've written here for dreaming huge. Create a vision that will inspire and motivate you. You deserve this dream and you deserve happiness along your journey, so keep it fun. So you can have that as an affirmation. I dream huge. I have a vision that inspires and motivates me. I deserve this dream. I deserve happiness along my journey and I'm having fun doing it. So that's a fantastic affirmation that you could start with as well. So there's a bit to take in there for your first time. However, I want to keep it very simple to start with. And then next session will be a little bit more in depth. However, at this stage, we'll keep it simple. You've got a bit of homework to do. And you may do this in a couple of days. But what I do want you to focus on is that visualization, that feeling of that affirmation, that feeling of that gratefulness. It does some amazing things for us, and I'll talk about that more next week and the week after's workshops. So the more you do this, the easier it becomes at clearing your mind. The more you can visualize by closing your eyes, visualize that end result, that's what's going to get you to your goals. So I'll leave it at that. Good luck this week, and I look forward to our second week. Talk to you soon.